My name's Joe Mackin, Joe Burger, Crackbird, Skinflint and A Donna in Ramines.
Joe Mackin, we're here on one of your many terraces. You have already banned smoking around food in your outdoor areas. How come?
We brought it in a few years ago because I was out having dinner one night and somebody was smoking a cigar beside me.
A cigar.
And cigar smokers tend to be an arrogant bunch. And he wouldn't put it out and ruined everyone's meal. And then I thought about it in my own restaurant. So I was like, if I'm eating, I don't want to secondhand smoke. So we just brought it in over a year ago. And it's great. It's worked really well. First, we get the odd few people who come to the terrace because they want to smoke. But then they're not here to eat and drink. They just want to smoke. So,
can you understand why smokers, not all of them are happy about this? They already feel slightly shunned since 2004, since the smoking ban. They've nowhere else to go except perhaps the street corner.
I can, but it's a real case of just get over it. I'm a smoker, or a social smoker. I just don't think it's acceptable anymore to be smoking in the workplace, and a terrace is a workplace. You can just stand out in the street if you want to go smoke, but smoking, especially in restaurants, I know bars are different, but definitely cafes and restaurants, I think it's a total no-no.
I'm not that opposed to it. I think it's more of a, you know, consideration thing for people to just don't be smoking really close to somebody. I don't think it should be enforced.
People should
lawfully.
Just have cop on.
Just a bit of cop on and consideration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's manners. It's just having manners, and it's not fair to like ostracize smokers like that. I don't smoke and I don't care, but you know, people have to smoke somewhere. Give them a designated area. They're not smoking inside the restaurant beside somebody who's eating like we used to, you know, in the 1950s, 60s, or
well,
even
right
nowadays.
Up until 2004.
In Croatia.
Oh, yeah, exactly. In Croatia, yeah. People still do it. I'm
they
from
still
Croatia.
Smoke
absolutely.
Indoors.
My mother and my stepdad, they actually give out when they can't smoke, you know, so they don't go to places where they can't smoke.
And the Croatians, so, big smokers.
Absolutely, really, really big smokers. But I don't think that we should judge smokers.
And
just give them an area.
Smokers in a way losing the fight. Obviously, their health is going, and there's a high chance that you're going to die of cancer if you smoke.
Yeah, I suppose so. So it's like it's their own choice. It's their own thing to do. So we don't have to like put even more weight on top of their shoulders.
Yeah, I agree. People are doing things that are killing them every day. So I don't think it should be focused on smoking. I think there's lots of things that people do every day that are damaging them.
That are annoying, exactly.
And that are annoying, but it's up to them, you know. Yeah, we don't have to do it.
Well, you're inhaling the smoke if you're eating. No?
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, then it's a human-to-human thing. You know, you ask someone, you communicate with them and you say, would you mind not doing that? You know, which people don't do anymore because they think it's up to the law to sort these things out.
So you should just go over and say.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I would do anyway.
We're here outside Metro Cafe in the outdoor area. You're from Madrid, and in Madrid they love to smoke cigars, and they love to smoke, and they love to al fresco. How would you feel if someone smoked beside you here?
If someone is smoking right here, the distance is less than 1 meter, I would change to another table.
Well, there's no effect to me because I don't smoke.
The fact that you don't smoke, and let's say you have a bite to eat, and we've got actual ashtrays here, they're quite subtle underneath the sugar, kind of hidden. If I lit up a cigarette in front of you and you're, you know, tucking into perhaps a sandwich, how would that make you feel?
Yeah, it wouldn't affect me because I would be aware people would be smoking out here, so it's my choice whether to come out or not.
We had great weather last weekend, and these areas, these terraces were full. It was tough on people though. I mean, we have so few sunny days.
You have a choice. I think the ban within the building is the right way to go because of the environment you're
in. Metro Cafe here, you have a outdoor smoking area,
yeah.
And a non
Yeah,
smoking
in a non-smoking area,
outdoor.
Yeah.
And does it work?
It does. A lot of people, for example, with children, like to sit in the non-smoking area and eat there. It's also more pleasant because some people don't like smoking around when they're eating. So yeah, it's very popular.
So you're having a rolly?
Yes.
You're enjoying it?
I am. I'm just about to start work.
And you know, you are a smoker, but you also work in the hospitality industry. Does smoke ever get to you like it used to in the olden days before 2004? I remember working in a bar. And my eyes would water with the smoke. Does it ever get like that?
It does sometimes in some smoking areas that are really busy, for example. I don't really like it. I only smoke when I'm in work. I don't smoke on my days off or anything.
You only smoke at work?
Yeah, like why? I don't know, I don't crave it when I'm at home. I think it's just the stress of work. But my boyfriend smokes all the time.
So your boyfriend smells afterwards?
I really don't like it. So I don't let him near me.
You don't let him near you?
No.
But you're a smoker, is that not a bit...
I know, but if I'm not smoking, it bothers me.
You're originally from Latvia, you've been here years. The Latvians love a good smoke, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's very cheap over there. It's only €1 for a packet of cigarettes, and there's a lot more people that smoke than in Ireland.
Yeah, I wouldn't be inclined to smoke around people, just outside the designated smoking area, but it wouldn't bother me if someone was smoking around me, but I tend to not smoke around other people.
Is it hard for smokers? Do you feel like there's nowhere else to go?
Well, we can go outside. That's the point.
Would you like to give up?
Yeah, actually I tried a few months ago, but I just couldn't just come back to smoking.
So you're from Brazil. Are the Brazilians big smokers?
Yeah, we have a lot of rules. You cannot smoke everywhere. Like, you cannot smoke inside, only outside.
Can you smoke outside in the restaurant area? I mean, obviously you have beautiful weather over there.
Yeah,
but can you eat and smoke?
No, you have to stand on your chair and go outside. So even if you're outside already, you have to go.
I think it's good. Yeah, because you don't want anyone smoking when you're eating.
But you're a smoker. You're smoking right now.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be smoking if I was in a restaurant. There's people eating around me. I think that's awful.
And when they do, and you're swallowing a little bit of chicken and you inhale a little bit of tobacco.
Horrible. Yeah, no.
You don't like it.
No, not at all. I don't think it's war against smokers. I think anybody eating would prefer to not have someone sitting beside them having a cigarette. Like, I think, like, most people I know, if I'm with someone who's eating something, I won't smoke until all the food is gone or there's no one around me.
What age did you start smoking?
18.
And how old are you now? I know that's
27, that's okay.
And would you try and give up?
Yes. I've done, yeah, a few times.
And has smoking changed you?
No. In what way would it change someone, do you think?
Like, it can affect, you know, your health?
Yes. Well, yeah, but it
walking
hasn't...
upstairs?
No. No.
You can still walk up the stairs
I can,
quickly?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're still quite fit?
Yeah. Yeah, as a smoker, I don't like to have the smoke when I eat.
You're French, and the French love a smoke, don't they?
Yes, there are smoke everywhere in the
and
street.
And why in Paris do they smoke everywhere?
Maybe they are stressed and they need the cigarette too.
For smokers to just have the consideration that not everyone's a smoker, not everyone wants to inhale your smoke, so stand away from
It's pouring
people.
With rain at the moment. We're underneath umbrellas here. It's hard on smokers, but we did have really good weather recently, so it was also hard on non-smokers, eating al fresco, big wind, big rush of smoke, no?
Yeah, but it's outside and I don't think you can police everywhere.
We don't own the air that we breathe, you know, we don't, like, in an establishment, I think it's okay to ask, please don't smoke, it's not good for everybody's health and whatever, but outside, when we're outside, I think we should have a little bit more freedom. Australia, that they're going to ban smoking on beaches. I think that's ridiculous. People should be able to go to the beach and light a cigarette if they wish so. And
there is a sea breeze to take the smoke away.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we should limit humans in such way. You know, I actually don't think so. And I am a non-smoker and I can say what I want.
Yeah, I
don't smoke.
I am too. And I actually personally think it's really disgusting. And we know better now. So,
yeah.
But I can't enforce,
you know, like it's not, I don't think it's right. Mm.
And I can't enforce my views onto somebody else.
We're standing, you could say, in the heart of the kind of restaurant hipster capital, even though I know you hate that word. You have spoken to restaurants nearby about also introducing the outdoor smoking ban. What was the reaction like?
Some of our neighbours have supported us already. So the Metro Cafe across the road has a huge part of their terrace is no smoking. Le Maison has gone no smoking on Castle Market. So some of our neighbours are changing. They agree with us.
Are we just going after the humble smoker?
No, we're just badly dressed smokers. We just need to get better rain gear.
After all that, Joe, you are a social smoker. You do actually smoke.
I do. But it doesn't bother me to have to go outside the front door and have a quick sneaky cigarette.
So you don't mind standing in the corner?
Well, I have to do that at home. If I want to have a cigarette, I'll just go outside to the garden.
And would you try and give up?
I've tried, but you know, sometimes wine gets in the way.
So you're not a hypocrite?
Oh, well, probably loads of people would say I am. But I think on this matter, no. The reality is, terrace or a smoking area is still a workplace. Somebody has to go in and clear the woods. The law is really clear. There's no smoking in the workplace. It just needs to be applied.